Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I want to speak to you today about generational curses. It's something that I believe we all have to understand, have revealed to us if there are generational curses that are active, that are alive in our lives, in our lineage, in our family lineage. We've got to break every generational curse. My prayer for you is that you enter into the blessing of God. My prayer for you is that you are not bound by a curse. And if you are, that today we break those curses, that we bring insight to you, revelation to you, so that you know how to break every generational curse if there is one alive in your life. I want to read to you Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. It says that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse, it says, for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Jesus Christ became a curse so that we can receive the blessing. You don't have to walk around with curses. You don't have to be bound by curses. You don't have to be defeated by curses. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us about the blessing and the curses. And so he says, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, and follow all of his commandments. And then he says, all of these blessings will follow you. But if you don't obey the voice of the Lord and you don't follow his commandments, it says, then all these curses are going to follow you. We need to define what is a curse. Is there a curse following your family lineage? And if there is, we've got to break it. And we've got to be in pursuit of breaking all kinds of generational curses. God called you to be blessed. God called you not to be cursed. He called you to be blessed. He called you to prosper. He called you to go from glory to glory. And so if there is a curse that is operating in your life and you don't know it, listen, curses are very real. Curses are very real. We've got to be free of every generational curse because many people don't even know how to get free of a generational curse. So how do you get free? How does a curse come? What does it do? How does it affect us? So what is a curse? Let me define it. A curse is a spiritual force that is used by the devil. Okay, it's used by the devil to sabotage all your success. It's here to sabotage all of your future. It doesn't just affect you, but it affects your children. It affects your family. It affects your descendants. It says the sins of the father go to 1,000 generations, follow the children to 1,000 generations. I mean, can you imagine that? One day I was praying, and when I was praying, I literally saw a generational demon. It was a generational demon. It was so old. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, that is an ancient spirit. Listen, I hate that spirit because it sabotages people's future. So that is what a curse is. It is a force that is spiritual and it comes to sabotage all your success in your future. What does it come to do? John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That is its main purpose. The devil doesn't want you blessed. The devil doesn't want the hand of God over your life. He wants to take a hold of you. He don't mind you going to church. He doesn't mind you opening up your Bible. He doesn't mind you, you know, praying and trying to seek the Father. He doesn't mind you. You can have a Bible and scriptures memorized left and right. But if there's a curse following you, it'll sabotage your future. We've got to break it. It'll stop you from your purpose. It'll stop you from your calling. And he uses a curse to do such a thing. When there's a curse operating in your life, you feel very, very frustrated because you can't reach what you were called to do. I hate curses. We've got to break them. It's a sabotage from the enemy. And what does the devil do? He tries, and this is his desire. He wants to annihilate all of your family. He wants to annihilate every single one of your family members. He does it through to your kids. He comes and he attacks your children. How? Through us, through our through parents. And so we've got to be in pursuit. He sabotages your future. What does the devil want to do? He wants to keep you as far away from God as possible. And so he's going to do everything he can to affect your relationship with God. Anything that he can do it, he's going to do it. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, your adversary, the devil, he's your adversary. Look what he says. Your adversary, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. So I want you to think about it like this. It's like somebody wants to sue you. If somebody wants to sue you, they have to have evidence that they can take you to court and then they can sue you. Okay, that's how the enemy works. That is how a curse operates. Okay, so here is somebody who wants to sue you. They take you to court, but they need evidence. What is the evidence? In order for them to go before a judge, go before a jury, they've got to have some form of evidence against you to be able to sue you. And what does that evidence say? The evidence says that you did something wrong, that this was done to you. And so this was done to you, something happened, and now I've got evidence. Well, that's how a curse operates. It needs evidence. And in order for evidence to happen or to be there, there's got to be evidence in order for a curse to land on you. So hear me. Curses can only operate from a legal perspective, a legal position. A curse cannot land if it is illegal. Nobody can take you to court if they have absolutely no evidence. Nobody can accuse you and take you to court because you murdered them. And they have no evidence. A curse operates in the same manner. If you don't have absolutely any evidence or legal position, then it can't land. It has absolutely no way of landing. And so Proverbs 26:2, it says, like a fluttering sparrow, look at what it says, or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. Meaning that it cannot land if it doesn't have a position, a legal position. That's why the Bible says Satan is looking for somebody whom he can devour. It doesn't say he can devour everybody. It says he's looking for somebody he can devour. And so if he has a curse, he can tell God, I have the legal right to touch that person because I have evidence against them. Therefore, the curse can continue. Mom and dad, blah. So now I can touch the kids. In other words, Satan wants to bring legal action against the body of Christ. He needs to find a legal action. He needs to find evidence. That's what Satan needs. He needs evidence in your life so that the curse can land. The enemy is always trying to bring some form of distraction, of temptation, to always get us to slip. Because he needs, in order for that land to curse, if that curse to land, he's got to have evidence. So basically, if there is sin in our lives, the curse can land. He's got to find a place, evidence. And if he can go as far as your ancestors are concerned, great-grandparents, listen, we've got to identify it because we can be affected by a curse from our previous generation. Deuteronomy 28:45 speaks of that. Listen, every person and every family has curses operating against them. And curses are a result of sin, transgression, and iniquity. So there are 12 ways to know if there is a curse operating in your life. Number one, I'm going to go fast. There is a negative mindset in your life. You have a negative mentality. And instead of accepting good things to come, you tend to always think of the worst things. You're depressed most of the time. You tend to lean more towards the negativity. You like one of those people that see the glass half empty rather than looking at the good of what God is doing. You want to throw in the towel. Deuteronomy 28:66. Number two, accident prone. Your bad things are always chasing you down. Things begin to fall apart. There seems to be sabotages of good things for your future. That's a curse. Number three, there's no vision for your life. You have absolutely no vision. You're blinded. You have no vision for the future. And the Bible says in Habakkuk, write the vision down so that you can run with it. So if you have no vision, no sense of destiny, you've lost sight of who you are, there's a curse. Family breakdown, number four. family breakdown, divorce, a lot of drama. There's curses in the home. Generation to generation, there's something that's operating. God is exposing it. Number five, your children become captive. They're now bound to drugs. They're now bound to alcohol. Now they're bound to sexual immorality, bad influences. That means that there is a curse that we've got to break. In other words, your children that you raise are really not the children that they should become. That's because there's a curse that is operating against them. And so the enemy wants to break down the family unit. He causes division. He causes distractions. He wants the parents to give up so that the children can be bound. That is a sign that there is a curse. Number six, there's no prosperity. There's no prosperity. There's financial lack, financial poverty. You work hard, but the end result is it never is enough. Paycheck to paycheck. Number seven, chronic diseases, constantly sick. Number eight, mental breakdowns, emotional breakdown. You feel confused. You feel angry one day. Insanity comes upon you, and you just feel emotionally a wreck. Number nine, you're being stolen from. There's theft. The enemy has taken a lot of things from you. Your marriage, your job, your health, your reputation, your finances. There's a curse that you've got to break. You miss promotions. There's opportunities and you miss them. Or you're always repeating. Lastly, you're always repeating the same cycles. You can't seem to get out of a cycle. Usually during this time, you used to serve God. By this time, you start falling out of God. It's like a cycle. It's like during the same time, it seems to repeat a cycle. It's a vicious cycle you can't get out of. There's a curse that we've got to break. God wants you to succeed. God wants you blessed. So the enemy uses a legal right of a curse to keep people out of their place, out of their place of destiny, out of their place of influence, out of their place of importance. So the goal of Satan is to build a case against you. The goal of Satan is to find you guilty so that a curse can land. And what are the main causes of a curse? How do they come? The main causes of a curse is because we disobeyed God. We disobeyed God. And we've got to say, God, I repent. So number one, the first one is disobedience towards God. That's how it can land. Number two, idolatry and any form of idolatry, even the occult. You touch witchcraft, curses can come because there is idolatry. We are not to idolize any person. We are not to idolize any man. We've got to be free from idolatry. In the culture that I come in, we come out of one religion and then we're bound to it again. We cannot be bound to idolatry. We look at God. God is our God. He is our source for all things. Man is a limited being. We do not look to man. We look to God. Although we have men that help us and they encourage us and they have an anointing to help us, but they are a limited source. God is our God. So if there is idolatry, that curse can land. Number three, we dishonor our parents. Something that we've got to do is we've got to honor our parents, regardless of what has happened. We cannot, come against our parents. As hard as your childhood was, as hard as the abandonment was, you cannot dishonor your parents. Sometimes that requires a distance from your parents sometimes to heal for whatever reason you went through it. Maybe there's a distance because you were abused or physically abused, and maybe there's a period of healing. Listen, you sometimes have to do that, but there has to be a healing involved and you've got to be healed correctly. But there's also a place where you cannot dishonor them, robbing God of your tithes and your offerings. Now you're giving God whatever. Listen, that's going to bring a curse upon your life. I can't stress to you enough. You are to give God the full tithe, the Bible says, not half the tithe, not when you want to, not when you went to church. You've got to give God your tithe, your first fruits. The minute you get paid, 10% of what you made goes to God and the offerings. Malachi 3, 8 through 9. 4, you keep promises. You say promises to God. You say, God, I'm going to do this. And then you don't keep them. When you don't keep promises to God, listen, that's going to bring a curse. When you trust, number 5 or 6, when you trust your flesh more than God, is going to bring a curse upon your life. Many people trust in themselves more than they trust in God. Number 6, words spoken by people in authority. Words spoken by people in authority. I've had to break that. I've seen soulless prayers even in my own life. Authority figures that were once in my life and now they want to curse. And listen, you've got to break all those curses of anybody that spoke over your life. Any negative words. Maybe it was a husband, a parent, a teacher, a pastor. Anybody that spoke negative over your life, we've got to break all the power of those words. And you have the power. The Bible says death and life are in the power of our tongue. So we've got to break any curse that came because of authority figures. Number eight, by the words that we speak to ourselves. I'm stupid. I can't do anything. I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. You've got to break those curses. You've got to break every word that you have spoken. I'm never going to. I'm not good enough. I don't think I can. You've got to stop speaking negative over your life. How do you get free? I'll give you the solution. Repent. Repent against speaking against other people. Some of you have been speaking against other people. Some of you have been speaking against other people. Even if a pastor hurt you, shut your mouth. Even if somebody hurt you, shut your mouth. You know why? Because you're bringing a curse upon yourself. And I'd like to say it this way to all those that are listening to me, because I feel the fear of God. And I say this with the fear of God. Shut your mouth. Guard your life. You haven't stopped living. You have children still. You have little kids still. And you think that curse can't land. But curses are very real. And the Bible speaks of the curses. And when we come against authorities, no matter how much they hurt you, no matter how much they offended you, shut your mouth. You've got to know how to stay quiet, give it to God, and the vengeance is the Lord's. So you've got to repent for speaking bad against anybody. Be quiet because you're cursing yourself. Number two, forgive those that spoke against you. We've got to forgive those that hurt us. We've got to forgive those that have been speaking bad against us. Number three, repent for words that you spoke over yourself. Four, commit to obeying God so that the blessing can come. Number five, repent from sins of all your ancestors. And then number six, release yourself from the curses in Jesus' name. And then number seven, we declare the destiny over your life. We're going to do that right now. I feel that there are people watching. Listen, the Lord spoke to me and he said to me, Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and pray. We're going to pray together. We're going to break curses off of your life right now in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, I can feel the power of God and I can feel Satan. He's mad. He's mad because you're breaking. You're going to break curses right now. I don't know who's watching me. I don't know who's viewing me, but it's time that we break curses in the name of Jesus. You are called to be blessed, not cursed. In the name of Jesus, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I ask you right now to forgive me. Forgive me if I spoke against other individuals, if I spoke against pastors, if I spoke against leaders in authority. I repent right now. I humble myself, God, before your presence, and I ask you in the name of Jesus that you forgive me for every word that I spoke against myself. I forgive those people that spoke against me. Authorities, God, I forgive them. All the people that have come against me, betrayed me, I forgive them, and I bless them, God. I bless them. I stand in their place right now, for they know not what they do. In the name of Jesus, God, I forgive them with all of my heart. All those people that have hurt me, people that have betrayed me, people that have backstabbed me, family members that have betrayed me, family members that have spoken bad and released curses, pastors that have released curses. Today, I forgive right now. And Father, I release them in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, God, that you would forgive them. Forgive them, God, for they know not what they do. I bless them, God. I bless those that have cursed me, God. I release the blessing of God, for I do not, Father God, combat, fight, Father, evil with evil. Father, but I fight evil with good. So today, I release those people. And Father, I bless them. Forgive them, God. I ask you to forgive. And I repent on their behalf. I repent for the sins of my ancestors. And those, Father God, that allowed sin to come in. Family members that let sin. My father letting the sin in. My mother letting the sin in. Father, today, I ask you forgive them, God. I repent on their behalf, God. God. They didn't know what they were doing, and they allowed a curse to come now into my life. But Father, today I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them, and I stand on their behalf. And Father, today I release myself from every curse that came over my genes, my lifeline, my life. Father, today I break every pattern, Father, in my life that has caused a curse to land. Father, I shut the door to the enemy right now. And Father, I do not permit any curse to land in my life. Father, I close the door right now. I want the blessing of God. And forgive me if I have disobeyed you. Forgive me if I've disobeyed you in tithes and offerings, God. If I disobeyed you in idolatry, God. If I leaned in my own flesh instead of leaning on you. Father, if I have robbed you in any way, disobeyed you in any way, I repent with all my heart and I surrender right now and I humble myself, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I shut the door and I break every curse over my life. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break the power of darkness right now. I start breaking curses over every person's life in the name of Jesus. God, I break curses, God. I release the power of God over every person that is watching me. I break curses from your family line. I break curses from your bloodline right now. In the name of Jesus, they die and they wither and they die right now. They're uprooted in the name of Jesus. I uproot every curse in the name of Jesus, and I declare the power of God breaking curses right now over your family line, over your family tree. In the name of Jesus, I call deliverance to your home. I call deliverance to your marriage. I call deliverance to your children. I call deliverance right now, and you shall eat of the good of the land, of the good of the fruit of the goodness of God. The blessings of God shall be over your home. I call you blessed. I release the blessing over your life. You are blessed in the city, blessed in the land, and blessed wherever you go. And everything that you touch shall prosper. You are above and you are not beneath. You are the head and you are not the tail. I speak that over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Blessings, and we will see you next time.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.